Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What I am going to say is that, you know what, I did touch the money. And I feel terrible because of it. And I want to be in a good mood. And, seeing the way that they play the last two games has just been
disheartening.
It has been disheartening. And you know that Jalen Brunson's coming back. He'll stabilize the team for sure. But to lose to these teams with losing records is just amazing.
Well, so here, this was the angle, because to sit here and just break down a game, blah, blah. But this is what I don't understand. We heard the clips from Josh Hart, and I actually watched most of his little session with the media last night. And what he kept saying is part what Chris just played about how the energy's just not there. We're not playing the right way. So here would be my question. Why not?
Well, I mean, it's an 18-game season, and there always are going to be lulls.
But if you're aware of it and cognizant of it going into the game, why can't you change that?
Because they're human beings, that's why. And it's not always going to be perfect, but you don't expect it to be this bad in back-to-back games. And I know they had to fly out to San Antonio. They had to fly back to Charlotte. It's back-to-back. It's against bad teams. You don't have your point guard out there with you. You're supposed to be better defensively when you have Mitchell Robinson on the court. It's not been the case the last couple games, and quite frankly, it's a lull. It's coming, you know, later on in the season, which is a little bit concerning. But they can get it right, and again, going into the playoffs, that's where it will all basically flush itself out, and we will see what kind of team this truly is. Well, is it going to be a team that we truly love and respect like last year's team, even though they didn't make it? Or is it going to be a team that's overpriced, gave up too many assets to get too many guys here, and it's a team that basically falls flat on its face?
All right, so let me put this in football terms then. Let's say back in the day, the Cincinnati Bengals play a game against the Houston Oilers, and in this specific game, you guys went, let's say, 1-for-9 on screen passes.
We obviously were playing in the Astrodome. Then,
wherever you were playing.
We got our asses kicked in there all the time.
You couldn't complete a 7-yard
sounds
pass
familiar,
play.
Yeah. Sounds very familiar.
But you understand where I'm going. Are you going to tell me that following week you don't think you'd be better with your screen?
Well, you better be better, yes.
Okay, so
because your coaches are gotta practice. But here's the thing. So, here's the difference, though. I just want to give you just one different thing. If you're on a really good team and you have really high paid players, and these players are popular, and these players are beating bad teams in their own building and celebrating those wins, and then they go on the road and they lose to teams that have losing records, that's kind of inexcusable. There are serious expectations for the team. Now, if you're on a bad team, if your team stinks and you're like the Charlotte Hornets or you're like the San Antonio Spurs who are missing Victor Wembanyama, you know, you already know that your season's in the tank and you have no chance of getting to the playoffs. So you got to give both the Spurs and the Hornets at least a little bit of credit for playing hard in games that don't mean anything.
Boomer, I'll give them all the credit in the world because LaMelo Ball played phenomenal last night. Now, these two guys I never heard of, Daquan Jeffries, a JUCO college player, I don't know who he is, and this Mark Williams, they both had big games. That I expect the Knicks to handle. But my point was, if you guys struggled in one aspect of the game one week, I would expect you to be better the following week at it. What was the biggest issue? Forget how they're playing offensively and all that for a second. What was the biggest issue in San Antonio, would you say?
A lack of defense and wide open 3-point shots.
Correct. So explain to me how, and I don't want to hear about the back-to-back when
the
travel.
I'm the coach of the Charlotte Hornets. I'm saying, guys, by the way, they don't defend the 3-point shot.
And if I'm Tom Thibodeau, and he knows what he's seeing, and I'm sure they've gone over this, and I'm sure in film they talked about closeouts and perimeter defense, then explain to me how this team that's got OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges allows the Charlotte Hornets to go 15 of 30 from 3-point range.
Yeah, well, that's the $100 million question or $225 million question when you think about how much money some of these guys are making.
Yeah, but
I swear to God, if they are all making $1 million, I would understand it, and I'd say, you know, they're trying hard, but they're just not good enough. But they're paid to be
But they are good enough. Good enough.
That's
thing.
What I'm saying. That's why the annoyance. That's why you get frustrated as a fan. The same thing I could say for about the Rangers. Same thing. You know, if Juan Soto goes into like a 4-week slump, how do you think he's going to be treated?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, no, he'll get booed. Oh. Of course he'll get booed.
I'm just saying.
We booed Derek Jeter here.
It's the gambling part of it. It's the salary part of it. And the higher the salaries get, the more expectations there are and the more intensity there is attached to a team that is falling flat on their face or playing a flat brand of hockey or basketball, which both teams seem to be playing right now.
And then the other thing, too, these starts. It's just getting killed in the first quarter of this game. Here's Frank in North Haven. What's up, Frank?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
All righty, Frankie. What's happening, man?
So, yeah, Boomer, I love you guys. I watch you guys every day.
Thank you.
And anyway, you know, getting on the Knicks. Yeah, you know, I've been watching them since I was a child. You know, I'm 66. And, you know, what I see, and I'm a Rangers fan. I mean, what a nightmare last night, just watching both games. So anyway, what I see from the team is they have no bench at all. None. You know, other teams have guys that just come right in and produce.
Well, in fairness, Brunson being out, we know it hurts them in terms of their depth for sure. I mean, you're looking at, what, Precious Achiuwa and Cam Payne? I mean, I don't even know what you would say in terms of their – Precious Achiuwa is your sixth guy for sure. But, yeah, we know that. We do know this, but they still should be better than this.
But most teams have more guys that could come in and play than the Knicks. The Knicks – and then when they don't produce, they got to put the starters back in. And I'm seeing them burnt out. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing them tired, lack of interest.
Frank, I'm not saying you're wrong. I you're probably right. I hate that argument. Because the same guys that are tired and burnt out in April are the same guys, or March, are the same guys that as soon as this season ends will go play in international games because all of a sudden they found energy. And I mean, come on, they're being paid a fortune.
Well, yeah, they are being paid a fortune. But
conditioned.
And I'd also say, when you look at the minutes amounts played, and I know that Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart are all up there in terms of minutes per game, but so are the other great players in the league. They're all playing about the same amount of minutes a game.
And it does look like, when you look at the last handful of games, the minutes have come down. He has used more of his bench, and maybe that is the issue.
You could say whatever you want about team shooting. There's one thing that I always worry about and I always am concerned about, and that is effort. And the effort the last two games has not been there, and you could see it.
By Josh Hart.
Right. That is a real concern, because that's not what these guys are being paid for. I would also say, you know, that was like the Rangers against the Flames. No effort, disconnected, disinterested, and they lose a game 2-1. And then last night they were much better in terms of at least what I would say energy and effort and forechecking. And again, you know, they end up losing a game just because they're not good enough against top-end teams. So it's kind of like the Knicks. I mean, they're a good team. They shouldn't be losing to teams like this. But they're not going to beat the Boston Celtics or the Cleveland Cavaliers, or for that matter, the Detroit Pistons, if they play them in the first round of the playoffs, if they play with this effort, especially on defense. Defense is effort. That's what defense is. You know, you can mail it in all you want because you're hitting your three-pointers, but when you're not hitting your three-pointers and you're allowing the other team open shots
and a lot of them,
and in the last two games, the teams that they've played, the bottom-feeding teams that they've played, have hit the three-point shots. It's ridiculous.
It sure is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.